When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
The corporatization of equine practice. Has it benefited veterinarians and their clients? We aim to find out. Over the past decade, large corporate entities have been purchasing equine practices at an accelerating rate. The number of equine practitioners working for a national corporate chain of veterinary hospitals increased from 1% in 2016 to 4% in 2024, according to survey results from the 2016 AVMA AAEP Equine Economic Report and the 2024 AVMA AAEP Report on the Economic State of the Equine Veterinary Profession. Many of the largest equine hospitals are now corporately owned. The corporate consolidator model. In the equine sector, corporate roll-ups began in 2016 with the formation of Mixed Animal Veterinary Associates North America, or MAVANA, when 21 mixed, companion, and equine practices merged into one entity. At MAVANA, 95% of the shareholders were practicing veterinarians, and most sold their practices for a portion of cash and a portion of equity in the new corporation. In January 2018, the nation's oldest equine hospital, Haggard Equine Medical Institute, joined MAVANA. In 2020, Pet Vet Care Centers bought MAVANA, a group of about 35 equine and mixed practices, for an undisclosed price. National Veterinary Associates, or NVA, entered the equine market by purchasing its first practice, Fairfield Equine, in Newtown, Connecticut, in late 2018. It acquired New York-based Miller & Associates in May 2019. JAB Holding Company, a global private equity group, purchased a majority stake in National Veterinary Associates in August 2019. Since that time, NVA has split into two groups in response to Federal Trade Commission concerns. Another entry to the equine field was Avanti Equine Veterinary Partners, which formed in 2017 and had acquired 7 equine practices by the time the Altano Group purchased it in 2023. Based in Germany, the Altano Group includes equine clinics and practices in 10 countries. The traditional model for equine veterinary practice acquisition in previous decades was for practice owners to sell some or all shares to one or more of their associate veterinarians. Occasionally, a veterinarian not employed by the clinic would buy an existing equine practice without first working as an associate, but this was fairly uncommon. The traditional model of practice sales is still more common than a corporate buyout because most equine practices are below the threshold that attracts aggregators. But many practice owners struggle to arrive at a fair market value where both the buyer and seller are willing to complete the transaction. In many cases, associates choose to simply start their own solo practice rather than pay large sums for an existing practice that will see its founder soon retire. For a practice with a facility, at least 3 veterinarians, and earnings upward of $2 million, corporate consolidators will pay considerably more than the practice is worth when valued by traditional methods. This might mean a multiple of 15 compared to a traditional multiple of 5. It's no wonder practice owners choose this path. As practices grow, their owners, who are often nearing retirement, see a sale to a corporate buyer as hard to resist. The multiples offered can be 3 or 4 times that of an inside sale to an associate or group of associates. The money to pay the huge multiples comes from a private equity aggregation model. A private equity firm accumulates capital from institutions such as pension funds or colleges, or high-value individuals, attracting their investment by promising a sure profit over a 4 to 6 year period. To provide this return, the private equity firm must grow revenue and increase profitability in the practices they buy. When purchasing a practice, the firm offers the seller an exit strategy, staff recruitment, and back office support such as human resources, marketing, and bookkeeping. They do not provide local direct management, but instead appoint a hospital director, typically a senior veterinarian at the practice. This means management headaches remain, though decisions often now need to go up the chain of command to a regional director. Perceptions and satisfaction with corporate ownership. In the United Kingdom, almost 60% of veterinary practices, including equine, are corporately owned. In 2021, Jonathan Peacock, BVetMed, PhD, DESM, MRCVS, surveyed UK equine veterinarians to explore the effects of corporate ownership on equine practice. Respondents belonged to the Equine Veterinary Group, a discussion group open to all equine veterinarians working in the UK. The findings indicated that corporate ownership tended to improve work-life balance and salary, but produced an almost equal split between increased and decreased job satisfaction. About a third of respondents reported reduced client satisfaction, and almost half reported increased treatment costs to clients. In their August 2023 JAVMA article about perceptions and satisfaction levels among veterinarians employed at corporate versus privately owned clinics, Lori R. Kogan, PhD, and Mark Rishnu, PhD, wrote, "One frequently touted positive aspect of working for a corporate-owned practice is the benefits package, including health insurance, paid vacation time, continuing education reimbursement, retirement, and paid sick leave. It has been suggested that consolidation can save money, thereby enabling corporations to offer more and better benefits. Yet the ability of corporations to increase employee benefits has not always translated into a reality, with some veterinary professionals reporting worse benefits after their practice transitioned to corporate ownership. When a national firm owns a group of practices, often geographically far-flung, the initial challenges for the team include integrating new systems such as new practice management software, cloud storage, and vendor contracts. In addition, the corporate HR department might issue new employee handbooks, paid time off policies, health insurance plans, and possibly employee retirement plans such as 401k. All the corporately acquired hospitals in a company must be on the same systems and insurance plans to realize the economies of scale that will increase profit. Change is always difficult, especially if a practice has been comfortably successful for many years with its current systems. The Koga and Rishnu study's findings showed satisfaction levels for multiple work-related factors were higher for veterinarians in private versus corporate practices. Participants in private practice reported higher satisfaction with feeling known as an individual by upper management, hospital culture, the ability to fire difficult or abusive clients, and mentorship. In addition, those in corporate practices reported feeling more pressure than those in private practice to generate revenue and see more clients per shift. Together, these elements suggest that participants working in private practices feel more supported than their colleagues in corporate practices. Of the 896 respondents, 55% indicated a preference for working in private practice compared to 12% preferring corporate practice. Many, if not most, equine veterinarians are independent and like to have flexibility, autonomy, and self-determination that might not be present in a corporate environment. In November 2024, Kit Miller, DVM, who sold most of his practice to NVA in 2019, sued his corporate partner for $9 million for breach of contract, stating in the complaint that NVA changed the policies, processes, and procedures of the practice, making it less collaborative, less collegial, and a less desirable place to work. It remains to be seen how this case will be settled. Typically, consolidators acquire a practice for a multiple of 10 to 20 times EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. Then over a 4 to 5 year period, push to increase the revenue and decrease the expenses. Because it takes a similar amount of energy to run a practice grossing $10 million as it does to run one grossing $1 million, aggregators naturally seek out bigger practices. After a year or two, the corporate managers need the practices they purchase to bring profits to at least 20%, so pressure might intensify to rein in wages and increase prices for services. During this phase, requests for new equipment or additional staff are often denied, as efficiency and high productivity from existing assets increase profit more than capital investment. Because the original private equity investors must receive the promised 20 to 30% return on investment in a prescribed number of years, the next sale of the practice to a bigger conglomerate might occur at this point to provide the cash for the return on investment. Often, clients don't immediately realize a corporate entity has bought the practice that has cared for their horses for years. Most times, nothing changes about the practice name or the veterinarians who work there, at first. But in many cases, prices for services increase, sometimes sharply, and within a few years, some of the most trusted, experienced doctors exit, including the practice owners who have sold their shares for a handsome price. After years of hard work, the owners reap a reward for their effort and can enjoy a very comfortable retirement or even open a new practice in another area if they still want to work in the industry. Although it stands to reason that compensation is higher in corporately owned practices, the 2024 ABMA AAEP Economic Report said when using a solo practitioner's compensation as the reference point, those working in group practices owned by a single veterinarian earn $60,835 more than the solo, and those working in group practices owned by a national corporately owned group practice earned $54,199 more. However, offers from large corporate firms more commonly include generous signing bonuses. The pros of corporatization. Corporate veterinary ownership has advantages compared to the traditional private practice model. Many veterinarian owners dislike the business management part of running a practice or simply lack the skills to effectively deal with staffing issues, hiring new employees, ensuring compliance with regulatory issues, and other time-consuming business details. Unfortunately, the local hospital manager is often tasked with much of this work, although they will have support from corporate regional managers. Sometimes associates in corporate practice work more standardized schedules with fewer hours than doctors in other practices. Because they have many employee veterinarians, corporately owned practices can sometimes send a relief veterinarian in the case of an injury or maternity leave. As an exit strategy, selling to a corporate aggregator can allow a practice owner nearing retirement to gain a much higher sale price than they could from an inside sale to an associate. The corporate practice will usually keep existing staff members and require the selling owners to continue working for several years as employees as a condition of sale. In addition, because equity venture groups do not typically buy practice-associated real estate, the former practice owner might benefit financially by leasing the practice facility to the corporation long-term. For retiring practice owners, the benefits of selling to a corporate entity are clear. Although associate equine practitioners understand the lure of a big payout for practice owners, they lament change in the industry. As once said, I understand the concept of an owner that wants an exit plan that pays off in a big way, but it sacrifices the future of the younger veterinarians coming behind. The sharp increase in the number of solo equine practices seen in the 2024 AVMA AAEP Economic Report might illustrate associates' recognition of the considerable financial benefits of practice ownership. Take-home message. In summary, corporate ownership of equine practices has allowed veterinarian owners to retire more comfortably than ever and has likely been a factor in the proliferation of small practices owned by former associates. Some corporate practices struggle to retain associates long-term, which is a negative factor for clients who typically value individual relationships with their horse's primary veterinarian. In addition, horse owners of limited means might be unable to afford care as prices rise. The non-competition clauses in some corporate practices' employment contracts can limit associates who have spouses employed and children in school locally from continuing to stay in equine practice. To avoid uprooting their families, they often shift to companion animal positions. It is uncertain what the future will hold, but it seems likely that global corporate firms will continue to purchase large practices.